Chapter 1. An Ordinary Boy. Charles Robert Darwin was born on February 12, 1809, in Shrewsbury, a small village in England. His family was well off. His father was a respected, successful doctor. His mother, Susanna, was a daughter of Josiah Wedgwood, who owned a famous china factory. The Darwins lived in a large house called The Mount. It was near the River Severn. Charles loved his home. Even as a boy, he was curious about nature. He spent hours in the family garden. Once, his father asked Charles to count the peony blossoms in the garden. Charles counted 384 flowers. Already, Charles was learning to look carefully at nature. Charles liked climbing trees, watching birds, and taking walks. He played and fished on the banks of the river. Best of all, Charles loved collecting. He collected stones, pebbles, and bird eggs. He made sure to take only one egg from each nest. When he wasn't exploring or collecting, Charles curled up with a book. Charles's mother died in 1817, when he was only 8. His 3 older sisters and older brother stepped in to help care for Charles and his little sister, Catherine. During this time in England, many boys were sent to live at school. When Charles was 9, his father sent him to nearby Shrewsbury School. Charles hated it. He didn't like sleeping in the crowded dormitory. He wasn't good at memorizing. Whenever Charles had to learn a poem, he'd forget it 2 days later. Charles also missed home. He was very close with his older brother, Erasmus. He was glad his school was only a mile away. Sometimes in the evening, Charles would sneak out. Charles would race home to see his family and Spark, his dog. Then he had to run fast to get back before the school doors closed for the night. Luckily, he was a fast runner. At home, Charles and Erasmus had their own chemistry lab. The lab was in a tool shed in the garden. Charles loved doing experiments so much, his friends called him Gas. One day, Charles's teacher found out about the lab. He said Charles was wasting his time. He called the experiments useless. How wrong this teacher was. Charles's father hoped both his sons would find good, respectable professions. He wanted them to become doctors like him. Erasmus was sent to medical school in Edinburgh, Scotland. And since Charles hated Shrewsbury School so much, Dr. Darwin let Charles go too. He hoped that Charles would make something of himself in Scotland. In 1825, at age 16, Charles began taking classes at Edinburgh University. After watching 2 operations, Charles knew medicine wasn't for him. But partly to please his father, Charles kept going to classes. When Charles went home for the summer, he didn't dare tell his father how he felt about medicine. Instead, he spent all his time hunting and riding. Finally, after his 2nd year of medical school, Charles confessed that he didn't want to be a doctor. His father was angry. He worried that Charles would never amount to anything. What next? Charles had to have some profession, so Dr. Darwin sent him to Cambridge University. Charles would study to be a minister in the Church of England. Being a minister was a respectable career, and since many ministers at that time studied nature, it seemed a good choice for Charles. Charles still enjoyed science and nature best of all. His favorite hobby was collecting beetles. Years later, Charles recalled a funny story about his beetles. One day, he saw two rare beetles and grabbed one in each hand. Then, he spotted a third new kind. He couldn't bear to lose it, so Charles popped the one in his right hand into his mouth. Suddenly, it shot out some bitter fluid. Yuck! It stung so much that Charles spit it out as fast as he could. He dropped the third beetle, too. After all that, he ended up with only one beetle. Charles's favorite professor at Cambridge was John Stevens Henslow. Professor Henslow taught botany, the study of plants. The two became friends and often took walks together. This friendship would change Charles's life.